Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The second baseman, Brian Little. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second. The third baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting third. The first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Davis. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Gallego. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chris Codiroli. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bochy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Little reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bochy juggles the ball. That's an error on Bochy. Little moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk takes first base on ball four. Walker moves to second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Little scores. Walker scores. Fisk moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy takes first base on ball four. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Little settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Heath interferes with Hewlett, who is awarded first base. Guillen moves to second. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law bunts towards first. Bhakti scoops it up and throws to first, with Gallego covering, for the out. Gielan moves to third. Hewlett moves to second. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Little bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Gielan scores. Hewlett moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hewlett tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive towards short. Griffin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kittle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. Boston hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Boston reaches second base with a double. Ozzie Gielan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gielan hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-0 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bruce Bhakti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bhakti is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bhakti strikes out. The side is retired. We moved to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Little hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bhakti scoops it up and throws to first, with Codiroli covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kittle hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Boston hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Kittle goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, White Sox. Jeff Kaiser now pitching. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallego strikes out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen can't make a play. That's a base hit. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rob Picciolo now playing shortstop. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Cruz pinch hits for Brian Little. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Law moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Law scores. Cruz moves to third. It's 8-1, White Sox. Keith Atherton now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cruz tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-1, White Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Kittle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 11-1, White Sox. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Julio Cruz now playing second base. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bochy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie O'Brien now catching. Jose Canseco now playing center field. Mike Heath now playing right field. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gielen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reed Nichols pinch hits for Rudy Law. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gallego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Correa now pitching. Reed Nichols now playing left field. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-3, White Sox. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Mura now pitching. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cruz is called out on strikes. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Walker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mura fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Mura. Walker moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Reed Nichols now playing right field. Joe DeSau now playing first base. Joel Skinner now catching. Ron Kittle now playing left field. Ed Correa no Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. DeSau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Phillips for the out. 1 out. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bochy strikes out. 2 outs. Mickey Tettleton pinch hits for Dave Kingman. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 4-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Kittle is called out on strikes. 1 out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bochy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boston for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gielen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Henderson moves to second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Canseco hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Henderson moves to third. O'Brien moves to second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henderson scores. O'Brien moves to third. Canseco moves to second. It's 11-4, White Sox. Juan Agosto now pitching. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 0 for 3 in the game. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett juggles the ball. That's an error on Hewlett. O'Brien scores. Canseco scores. Heath moves to third. It's 11-6, White Sox. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0 for 1 in the game. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. Heath scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 11-7, White Sox. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett throws to second for 1, and Cruz throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Phillips moves to second. Two outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bochy is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Oakland Athletics, 7. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.